love. Well, it's about time for us to kick off a brand new show here on Classic FM 97.3. It's called Thoughts on Air, brought to you by ACCA. And it's all about improving our mentalities concerning different aspects of life and life in general. And ACCA, of course, is the Association of Chartered and Certified Accountants. It's the global body for professional accountants, and it aims to offer business relevant first choice qualifications to people of application, ability, and ambition around the world who seek a rewarding career in accountancy, finance, and management. Now, the ACCA Nigeria team members will be talking about ACCA and why people should take up the qualification. ACCA is also scheduled to have summits in Lagos, Abuja, and Port Harcourt, and they'll be providing information about the event.
We have Tori Ademola. She's the country head of ACCA Nigeria. Good morning.
Good morning.
So she will be talking about what ACCA is all about, and I'm sure if you hear the word ACCA and you think back, you know it's related to accountancy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's actually not a new word. Because of growth. Even if you're not involved in finance and management and all that, you just hear the word ACCA.
You know what it's all about. So this morning we're going to be talking exactly or asking the question, why ACCA?
Exactly.
Okay. Very good question.
Why accounting?
I probably should answer that question by saying, what business doesn't need some form of accounting or accountancy or an accountant? Even the woman that sells bolli on the streets, which is the example I always use.
Really?
Everybody, yes.
The woman that sells bolli on the streets.
Okay, I'll give you an example. So the woman goes to buy her plantain she's bought and how much she's going to sell each stick of banana that she sells and what her profit is. And in doing that, that's a basic form of accounting. That's actually bookkeeping. So you see, I answered your question.
You did.
Okay. All right. So the question, why ACCA? Well, a lot of reasons why ACCA. ACCA is a global body of professional accountants. We have a network of over 91 offices in 180 countries. I suppose basically we're the only professional accountancy body that has that wide range of network centers. And basically we certify, we train, and we support our members and students. And the reason why we have all that coverage is actually because we make sure that whatever country our members or students find themselves in, they actually find work to do. And not only do they are they employable, but most importantly, they derive value for their business and make sure that they grow their business. So that in a nutshell is why ACCA.
Why exactly should you take up the qualification?
Well, you know, it's...
I mean, you've described ACCA now.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, me being someone looking to further my education or my academics, and I decide, I hear this from... I still need to be convinced, why exactly should I take up ACCA?
Okay, well, one, because the way the world is evolving nowadays, right, every business wants to make profit. Every business and every business owner needs to understand why they're in business. And everybody's in business to make money. But how do you keep your business growing? Now, we're not saying everybody needs to have an accounting qualification or a finance qualification, but what we're preaching is that people should understand finance. Because when you do understand finance, it becomes very difficult for somebody to hoodwink you, if that's the word, to tell you that yes, your money, your business is making a profit when it's actually not. So it's about having an understanding of finance. Now, I wouldn't say you should go into accounting unless you actually want to have a career in accounting. But what we are saying is, if you choose to have a career in accounting or financial management, then come to ACCA, because we will provide you with the value, with the global mobility, with the global support that you need.
So, how recognized are you?
Well, okay, I'm going to say we have offices in 91 countries. We have a presence in 180 countries around the world. In Africa alone, we have 14 offices, and we're in Asia, we're everywhere. So obviously that goes to show you the level of recognition. Now, in terms of that, some people say, oh, can you sign audit? There's a difference between auditory recognition and market recognition. We have market recognition in almost all the countries we work with. We have auditory recognition in some, but then again, I always say not all accountants want to be auditors.
I'm looking at the accounting profession itself.
Yeah,
I am an economics major.
Great.
There's this long-standing rivalry. Even when we were in school, you know, we had this rivalry, the economists and accountants, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And we, the economists, no offense, we view ourselves as the funkier version. Accountants are seen as boring people, and you know,
that's the old accountant. That's the old accountant.
Good. So, how can you convince today's, entrepreneur or today's aspiring students that accounting is quite cool, because every student wants to be associated with cool.
Okay, every student wants to be associated with cool, which makes sense. I mean, we tell people that we're the body of cool financial managers, not just accountants. Gone are the days of the old bean counters. I know when I was growing up, the accountant in my dad's office used to sit somewhere at the back with a cage around him. But now, and that led to the fall of many businesses because the accountant wasn't involved or the financial partner wasn't involved in the decision making. But that's different now. Now people are coming to the forefront. Now you have CFOs. I'll give you an example. I was talking to somebody 2 weeks ago, and he used to be a football player. He used to play for Burnley. But now he's a CFO. Now you have footballers who have become accountants. You also have CFOs who are managing accounts of famous stars. I mean, I don't want to go into the detail of which stars and which one, because I mean, there's going to be the question and answer session at some point in time. But then you have people who are managing your stars, your Dibanges, your Genevieve Nadges, your David Beckhams, and things like that. And I asked somebody, I said, okay, so for instance, I get tickets, backstage pass to a, I don't know, Chris Brown concert. How did I get it? The only way I got it was because, hey, I know somebody who happens to be the accountant of Chris Brown. You know, so it all depends on, I always tell people that it all depends on how wide you intend to take your scope. You can limit it, but right now, no longer accountants in the back office. Accountants are coming forward. They're coming to sit down at the decision-making table and making decisions, because believe you me, any business that decides to take decisions and strategic decisions about moving forward without involving their CFO, without involving their accountant, is heading for trouble.
Yeah.
All right, so that I agree. All right, I think
we need to take a break.
Maybe we'll take a short musical break and digest all this information. So it's Touch on Air, brand new show here on Classic FM 93.3, the station that plays every song you know. You can send a text message 33973, and you can post your comments on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Classic FM 97.3, and of course, you can tweet at Classic FM 973. So it's all about accounting this morning. It's brought to you by ACCA. And we're looking at counting our blessings. So let's do that one. Since we're dealing with accountants, we can count our blessings. We'll take this song from Nas and David Marley from the album called Distant Relatives from 2010. It's a very, very, very interesting collabo album. Classic FM 97.3, the station that plays every song. You know, it's Thoughts on Air, brought to you by ACCA here on your award-winning station. And we're talking about all the exciting things involved in accounting, the accounting profession, and how cool it has become today. I've got with us in the studio a very interesting individual, no doubt, and she's been talking about how much we can learn about from ACCA. Tony Ademola, she's the country head, ACCA Nigeria. So, back to accounting and establishing the coolness of accounting. You have seminars that you run at different times of the year.
Yes.
Okay. And those seminars, are they open to every member of the public, or are they just restricted to people in the accounting profession, financial managers, the corporate Nigeria, so to speak? So you expect to see a lot of suits and ties there?
No, not quite. It's actually open to anybody who it's part of our ACCA value. We give opportunities to people of ability, and so it's actually open to everybody that is either in a university or a polytechnic. And basically what the seminar is about bringing all our stakeholders together under one roof. We're the first professional body to be able to achieve that in Nigeria. We've been doing it for the last 2 years now, and we're doing it again. And what it does is it brings our partner employers, it brings our partner tuition providers, our learning providers, and it brings our universities together. And basically what it does for these students is a lot of them will probably never have a chance to walk directly to an employer and speak to that employer. And what we've done is we've